dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for You Big Dummy. And coming up, our regular Friday features. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. So you know what this is. This is when we read real dumb stories from real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote. We are continuing to narrow down, getting to our finals for the Dummy of the Year. And what months does this cover, Dan? These are the winners from... Dan? What months did this cover?
This covers July, August, September.
July, August, September. Okay, these are our champs from the weeks of July, August, September. So let's get to it. Dummy number one, dummy number one. Dummy number one. A pair of Ohio train hoppers who came to regret their decision when the high-speed train carried them more than 60 miles ended up calling 911 for help. Wayne County Sheriff's Office Captain Doug Hunter said that Christian Hale, 20, Kevin Sloan, 24, hopped a moving train near Willard about 4 a.m. on Tuesday, and they called 911 about 60 miles later when the train failed to slow down enough for them to jump off. Hunter said Hale spoke to the 911 dispatcher and told them that he and Sloan had just been looking for a free ride. Police contacted rail operator CISX, which stopped the train at Chippewa Township. Hale and Sloan hopped off the train and fled on foot, but deputies located them nearby and arrested them on trespassing charges. I thought it was going to stop in Willard, and it didn't. I should have never got on that train, Hale allegedly told the deputy. I know it was a stupid idea, and I never should have done it. I wasn't going to, and I never will again.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A traffic camera was recording as more than 300 feet of cloth unfurled on the back of a truck and covered the road behind the vehicle. The video shows the cloth roll unwinding behind the truck and on a city road and spreading like a carpet behind it. Investigators were able to identify the truck from the footage and contact the driver. Police said the driver was unaware he lost 328-foot length of cloth until they contacted him to return it. That footage, by the way, was fantastic. So there you go.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Police in Ohio shared a photo of two suspected thieves carrying a stolen aquarium on a motorcycle, and the aquarium later shattered. The Niles Police Department posted a photo on Facebook showing two men riding on a motorcycle with a passenger carrying a box containing a large aquarium. The post said the aquarium had been shoplifted from the local PetSmart store at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, and an officer on his way to the scene spotted the pair on the motorcycle. Police said the passenger jumped off the motorcycle at one point, breaking the aquarium, and was arrested. He was identified as Michael Adkins, 52. Police lost track of the motorcycle rider, but the vehicle was soon found abandoned behind the Chef Peng restaurant. Officers searched the area and spotted a nervous-looking man behind a home. Besides looking nervous, the male began to furiously prune the small tree with his bare hands, telling officers he was there to do yard work, the Facebook post said. I forgot about this one. This is a good one. The man told police he saw the suspects flee east on a nearby road, but investigators did not believe his story, and he was identified as the driver of the motorcycle. The man was identified as Christopher Binion, 46. Both men were charged with theft-related offense, and Binion was also charged with traffic violations, including failure to comply.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. A witness captured video of a slow speed chase involving police and a man who left Walmart on a stolen motorized shopping cart. Daniel Williams captured video on Wednesday. He spotted a police car chasing a man on a mobility scooter shopping cart from the nearby Walmart. The cart appeared to be running out of juice as the rider uses his feet to help propel the slow speed vehicle. Police said the man was stopped without serious incident. The Walmart store declined to pursue charges in the case.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy.
All right. There we go. We got more dummies to talk about after we break for the news. And these are all champion dummies from last year, leading up to who is going to be the king of the dummies, the biggest dummy of 2018. And we're going to need a third vote. Keep that in mind when we do the wrap-up afterwards. All right, the news is coming up after this, and then more dummies. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We're here till 5 o'clock. It's Friday morning. That means all the Friday features coming up straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday. And we are in the middle of You Big Dummy.
You Big Dummy!
And these are the semifinals. We are getting closer and closer to crowning the biggest dummy of 2018, the dummy of the year. So let's get back to the finalists. Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. A traveler on a busy Florida road captured video of an underdressed motorcyclist using his feet to steer as he leans back. The video, filmed during the weekend, shows the shirtless motorcycle rider leaning back in lounging position while using his bare feet to operate the handlebars. The filmer said the video was filmed on Pittsburgh Road in Polk County. Are you kidding me? The shocked filmer says in the footage.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Two New Mexico men are facing charges after police say the pair went on a spree of stealing trash cans around Santa Fe. Reports indicate the men were arrested Sunday after a security guard spotted them pushing rolling trash carts with trash cans inside. The criminal complaint said the police found the two men next to the two carts and the other trash carts loaded inside. Court documents say that one of the men told the police he intended the trash carts for personal use. One stolen bin was valued at more than $3,200. The men were charged and held on an unsecured bond of $2,500 each on larceny charges. It is not known if they had attorneys.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. Seven! Police said an attempted burglary at an Indiana home was foiled by an unusual guard animal, a family's pet pig. Investigators said thieves broke into an Indianapolis home through the back door this week, and they left empty-handed after apparently being confronted by Dumplin' the pig. The officers were guessing when the person broke in, they were probably surprised I had a pig and were like, we don't want to deal with this, the homeowner said. Who would not be identified. The cop was like, we definitely think that they got in and made it where Dumplin' was and thought, nope, we don't want no part of this. The woman said she adopted Dumplin', a fully grown adult pig, from a rescue earlier this year. The moment I saw him, I knew he loved me instantly. He's the perfect animal, the homeowner said. Police said they were the two other break-ins in the same neighborhood on the same day.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number eight, dummy number eight, dummy number eight. Authorities say a grocery store employee has been charged with felony theft for helping herself to deli ham for years. I totally forgot about this one. The Columbia Dispatch reports that an eight-year employee of regional grocery chain Giant Eagle was charged Friday with stealing food. The store's loss prevention manager received a tip that an employee had been eating 3 to 5 slices of ham nearly every day for over eight years. Authorities say she also ate salami sometimes. Estimated cost is $9,200. Other details, including her name, weren't immediately available.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number nine. A tow truck driver's attempt to drive a damaged Jeep onto his truck ended in disaster when the vehicle rolled backwards, lost a wheel, and ended up on its side. This video was unbelievable, by the way. The video recorded in Oak Harbor, Washington, shows the driver driving the visibly damaged Jeep up a ramp to his tow truck, but the Jeep quickly rolls backward, loses a wheel, and goes over a curb, flopping on its side. The driver quickly exits the vehicle and shows that he's not injured. The Jeep came in a few weeks prior for an insurance claim. It needed a lot of suspension work, and the insurance company decided to total it, the filmer wrote. The Jeep was in our back lot where the tow truck couldn't fit, so the tow truck driver decided to drive it over to his truck. We told him it didn't have any brakes and it was unsafe to drive. We had no idea what he was thinking trying to drive it up the ramp. It broke the natural gas meter off, and a large amount of natural gas leaked out. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and the fire department and police came.
Dummy number 10.
A man called 911 after a Burger King refused to honor his coupons. The 73-year-old man pulled up to a Burger King drive-thru in suburban Cleveland seeking a buy one, get one free Whopper offer with coupons he had. He called 911 after the store wouldn't honor his coupons and would not give them back. The guy took my coupons and he wouldn't give them back to me, and he won't give me a free Whopper and what they called for either, the man said on the 911 recording. Police sorted through the issue when they arrived, determining that he received the coupons in Texas and was advised that they were no good in Ohio, according to a police report. But he did get his coupons back.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right, time to vote in this round. Before we got to get to our finalist dummies, and they are all dumb. So, yeah, this is the best of the best, Dan, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a recap. And by the way, after the recap, we'll need one more vote here. So the first person in at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, will vote on who we think should be the next dummy finalist. Here's the recap. We got the guys who jumped on a train and then called 911 because they couldn't jump off. We got the guy who had 300 feet of fabric unfurl in the back of his truck onto the road. We have the two guys who stole an aquarium on a motorcycle. We got the guy who stole and then tried to get away on a motorized shopping cart. The guy who trying to steer his motorcycle with his feet while shirtless. The guys who stole a bunch of trash cans. We got the burglar who stopped by the family's pet pig. We got the dumpling, by the way, is the name of that pig. The woman who ate $9,200 in stolen deli meat over three years. The guy who tried to drive a damaged Jeep onto the tow truck, and the guy who called 911 after his coupons at Burger King were not honored. All right, Dan. This is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, when the video of the guy trying to drive the truck
is
onto the is insane.
Yeah, it is. It's classic.
It's out of like a monster truck rally.
Yeah.
For me, though, you know, it boils down between Dumplin' the Pig and the Lunch Meat Lady.
Yeah.
Because I remember Esmeralda saying that Dumplin wasn't one of those big hogs either. Like it was just a relatively small pig.
Right.
And obviously the name is fantastic, but to calculate that amount of dollars for stolen lunch, you know, I mean, I think that is impressive and makes the feat even more crazy. So I will vote lunch lady.
All right. These are all, I mean, these are all great. And a lot of these we had visuals for back in that, like we saw the picture of the guys with the aquarium on the motorcycle, the fabric unfurling on the back of the, from the back of the truck, the guy steering the motorcycle with his feet. And of course the guy trying to drive the Jeep onto the truck is all classic. Dumplin' the pig is fantastic, but you know what, Dan, I got to agree with you, man.
Right on.
$9,200 in ham. Oh, and also salami. She also ate some salami. So do we need a third vote? I don't think we need a third vote.
I think we're good then.
Yeah, we're good. All right, there it is. And so she's moving on. The woman who ate $9,200 worth of ham over a bunch of years and some salami. So she likes her deli meats. She moves on to the next round of dummies, which we will do next week. All right, let's break for some weather, and then we come back. We've got Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get funky. And also, we have a Blackhawks Express to play. And hey, here's a surprise. They lost. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is time for Straight Out of Context. You know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, it sounds dirty, makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And again, we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5. So let's get to it, right, Dan?
We shall. We begin with Jim. He heard this one of Mark Carmen.
I'm going in.
By the way, let's congratulate Carmen. Carmen got engaged. That's past a couple of days. So congratulations, Mark. Good for you, buddy.
They had just started dating when Mark filled in for you for a couple of days. You were on vacation. I forget when. And he had told a story about how they were having a big debate on whether they should try to sneak in a Diet Coke to the movie theater or buy one from the concession stand because they're so much more expensive.
Yeah.
And we're like, you can't be a cheapskate, man. You know, you got to impress this girl, you know, and all this stuff.
Now, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, maybe they took the advice and maybe he bought the Diet Coke at the movie theater and now he's engaged to the woman.
He's engaged.
Congratulations, Carm.
Yeah.
All right.
Brian and Jim emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
I couldn't get Lindsay to stop looking at it.
Oh, God. That's pretty great. That's pretty special. Okay.
Jim's responsible for the next couple of ones. Another one of Lou Manfredini.
I'm not wearing anything.
Oh. No wonder she couldn't stop looking at it. Oh, wow. All right.
And this exchange between Carl Mara and Lisa Wolf.
That's an organ.
What organ? What kind of organ?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Okay.
And this one of Dean Richards.
In and out in 10 minutes.
Once again, I have to say, Dean provides some quality content to this segment.
He does.
Every single week. Every week. All right.
Eric sent in this one of you.
Me? I've done it a couple times. Oh, what was I talking about?
Ridden the Odyssey. Odyssey.
Taking the Odyssey. You mean the thing that I own right out here?
Right, right.
I can see it from here? Okay.
Kelly from Elgin heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
You can still do it and people will watch.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Michael and Wild Bill emailed this one of you.
I just like sausage. What? What did I say? I just like sausage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that when we were talking about pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what? I should have known. I should have caught that. Did you catch it?
I did. our guy Joe Romano did, too.
Yeah, Joe did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
And then finally, Rob sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
Well, thank you for playing with me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it wouldn't be a complete straight out of context without Wendy Snyder. We can't. I don't think we've had. Have we had a non-Wendy? Unless they were on vacation, have we had a non-Wendy?
I can't recall one.
Yeah. All right. That's straight out of context. Keep listening, everybody. And when something filthy happens on the radio, jot it all down and send it to us. All right. What are we doing here?
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah, that's right. Nick DiGilio here, and we are here with the Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Get your trench coat on and your magnifying glass. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
One clip this week, it was sent in to us by Peter Indicator. Petty Vasquez was playing and was talking about baseball, and a baseball-related bump was provided, and that led to a conversation about you guys singing the seventh inning stretch.
Ah.
I don't care if I ever come back. Get back up. Root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yes.
It's funny that I got it wrong there, because I went back to the beginning. I was actually supposed to sing the seventh inning stretch with two fellow hosts, Nick DiGilio and with Pete McMurray. And it was the first time in the 16 years they had been doing it with guest singers in the booth that the connection was not live in the park or on the air. So you could not hear us singing on TV, nor on the radio or in the park, which I was here, let me tell you something about that. I was okay. I was
upsetting.
It was upsetting. When I found out I was going to sing the seventh inning stretch, I told my mom, and my mom goes, by yourself? And I said, no, I with Pete and Nick. And she goes, well, can you stand behind them? So
stand behind them?
I'm not a very good singer, and I get very panicked when I have to sing, so I get lost in my head. And
well, that was a fun day. Yeah, the mic didn't work, which makes, you know, perfect sense to me. But it was an incredible honor. And I'm wearing my seventh inning stretch singer hat, because they give you a hat and it says seventh inning stretch singer. And they only give that to people who have sung the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley. So I got to do that. And then they give you a box of baseballs to sign. And then you get a jersey with your name on it. And, of course, you get to sing the seventh inning stretch, which was awesome. And then beforehand, we were out on the field. I got to go out on the field. It was my first time on the field at Wrigley. But I've only been going to that park for, you know, 53 years. But it was still very memorable, and it was a lot of fun. And it's just that the mic didn't work. But it was cool being up there, man, and, you know, and singing it. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun day. So, all right. Yeah, it's still a great memory. I don't care what anybody says. It was an absolute honor to be up there and to sing the stretch. It was cool. So, all right.